بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت تعليم رحمة الله عليه said, the work of Islah is a very delicate and sensitive, very delicate. We do not understand what's the meaning of Reformation Islah. It's a very delicate thing. And for that you need a Kamil Sheikh. Sheikh who is perfect. Kamil means he knows everything about the laws of tasawwuf. He must be able to prescribe the right thing for the person. He does not give one prescription to everyone, hit everyone one stick. But he knows which prescription to prescribe for who a person may have got anger in him. He'll know how to give what prescription for him. Another person comes, he also got anger, but he gives another prescription. He knows exactly if a person got pride in him, what he's supposed to give, what prescription to give. So important that is. So he says that until unless you do not get an expertise in this field, everything is expertise. Doctors also, you get doctors of all kinds, but they may not be able to prescribe the right thing for you. You need expertise for that too. So likewise, Sheikh Kamil, to become Bayat Hazrat Tamir, is very easy. And he went on to say this much, that if you want to become a saint, you can go to anywhere else. To become a saint, you can go to anyone you want to go to. But if you become a human being or a good Muslim, then you come to me. He makes it very clear. If you want to become a saint, it's very easy, you can become a saint. But if you want to become a human being, a good Muslim, then my doors are open. You have to come to me. Then in other words, you can go anywhere else, very quickly get sainthood. Very quickly you become saint. But a good Muslim, a human being, is something that is most important. Now, what is the meaning of it? Al-Bi Karim, Al-Muslim, Al-Salim, Al-Muslimun, Al-Minisyan, Al-Wayat. How nicely he said that. It's an answer to everything. A Muslim is he. The next person is protected from his tongue, of his arms, and from his hand. Now, this is an answer to everything. You can see a person making zikr also. You can see a person in Tilawat Quran also. And you can see a person making all kinds of fasting also. But he is not a good Muslim. He is not a good Muslim. Yet he is in the company of the pious people. He is doing everything what being told. But he does not have the quality of a good Muslim. So, that is the most important thing. In other words, what's the meaning of that? Not to cause inconvenience to anyone. Not to cause any inconvenience to anyone. And when that can come into you, the time you forego your comfort for the comfort of others. You forego your comfort for the comfort of others. All these things, now you when you go, you don't. As I said, you can become a saint. But if you want these qualities to come into you, then it is something else. How nice he says, he's come to my khanqah, this is what you learn. So this is what we are lacking today. We can see how many people in namaz and all, but with the tongue they cause harm to people. Day and night they are causing harm to people. The same person is sitting at majlis, making zikr, everything. But said so nicely that al-Muslimun man salim al-Muslimun amin lisan. Nabi Karim says a small statement like this, a vast, you can write books on that. Just on that you can write books. That a person's tongue and hand, if a Muslim is safe or protected from, they've got everything. I'll give you an example. You go to home, your house. Your house is something on fire all the time, that you're making zikr, you're making tilawat Quran, you make fasting also. But all the fasting and zikr and all that, your house is on fire. got anger in you, you're vulgar with you, your hands have been used, all kind of things you are saying. One side you like this and one side like that. So tell me now, what is Hazrat Talib trying to say to us? He's trying to say to us, to become a saint, you, it's very easy. But to become insan is very difficult. To become insan. And you'll notice this much, that insan banna bahut mushkil hai. As he says, jannati banna bahut aasan hai. What is he said? Jannati banna bahut aasan hai. Think insan banna bahut mushkil. You can become everything, but you can become insan. Insan means to forego your comfort for the comfort of others. In other words, you'll face all kinds of difficulties. Any kind of difficulty you face, you'll overlook all those things. And the most important thing for that is anger. You have to have anger complete control. If you don't have control of your anger, no matter what it is, all the good things that you can do, you just can divorce your wife overnight. It's happening today. You find today that people who the wife stayed with him for hours, for years, stayed and went through all the difficulties with the husband in his early days and all that. Served him in every way, brought so many children, everything. And all the children he brought, and thereafter for one small thing, he gave a talaq. And thereafter he gets married to a new woman, and that woman just all the benefits with the wife is supposed to get. This is what the men are today of. They think they are doing wonders, you know. They can sit in companies of all kinds. This is what I am trying to show to you all. That what has the Tanvir Rahman then to say? To prescribe something, you have to know this much, that you must understand who the victim is, the patient is, how to prescribe. Like Hazrat Tanvir Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, when a person comes to him and tell him, Hazrat, I want to go to Madina Sharif, he says, take this route, the A route. Another person come and ask, you take B route. Now when the next person was sitting there, he's saying, you know, he told him B route, then let me also take the B route. Then when the person goes through all the difficulties in the route, and he says, Hazrat, what happened? You told him A route and took B route. He said, it's not me that telling. It's what Allah Ta'ala puts in my heart. You see, we do take the buzuq to be just ordinary people. But they are people of that kind. When Allah Ta'ala put in their heart, that was the answer. But we don't have that love for them, you see. That's why we don't want to follow them too. If they say, don't do this thing, yeah, you are doing it because he's just telling one of those things. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mawlana Rashid Gongohi Rahmatullah Alayhi's murid came and told him, Hazrat, I've got this problem. He says, don't worry about it. Don't. So he said, no, I asked Hazrat Gongohi Rahmatullah, and he said, don't worry. So I just took it. He just telling me, yes, for nothing. He just telling me, for nothing. This is what you think like that, just for nothing. See, you must not think like that too. What kind of murid are you? You don't think like that too. If he told you, don't worry, you must not worry about it. Is this how you're supposed to be? So this is what we are lacking today, you know, our islah. But we only worry on wazifas, you know, wazifa, read this much, that much, so much, whole night make ibadah to that. No one stopping you from that. But you're not making an insan. You're not making insan at all. Look into your life, what your true Muslim is. How much of harm you cause with your tongue with someone? How much of harm you cause with your hand with someone too? All that thing you're not even concerned about. That is the main thing you must be concerned of. A person may not make so much ibadah of zikr and nawafil and tilawat the Quran. But he has the qualities of this kind. He does not cause any inconvenience to anyone. The most important thing, the road to Allah Ta'ala, is do not cause any inconvenience to anyone. Or I'll tell you this, but a person parks his car and goes away. He's coming here and pulling his tasbih, he's enjoying himself here. And they're outside, that person is swearing him. He's swearing him because why? He's thinking he's doing very good. He not realize that man parked the car there, he parked it wrongly. And then he expects this person to make dua for him. And he's swearing him outside. If you are very concerned of a true Muslim, you park the car, you came late, okay, under circumstances, you got a jamaat, leave your jamaat, straightway go outside. Remove the car if you're a true Muslim. This is a true Muslim I'm talking about. that remove the car straight away and then come back. That is what Kamal is, that do not cause any inconvenience to anybody. Muslim not supposed to. And when a person comes in a masjid to you, find the mosque is empty, he'll be right in the front there, right in the front entrance, he'll be namaz day. Then anyone come, he come and walk to. Hazrat came now, he said. And he's sitting there, he's pulling his tasbih there, making nafil namaz, right in front. Everyone have to wait for him not to walk. Now tell me, what is that now? What is that now? If you look at it very carefully, this is not what we do not understand. Is most important. Most important, ka kisi ko takleef hota. Do not give takleef to anyone. So these are things that happen. A person comes in. There's no place in the shoe rack. He takes another person's shoe out and put his shoe there. And he got happy about it. So these things, and yet you find him that he's punctual namaz, punctual everything. But these are things which we take it as small. The Buzurganadin do not take it as small. Kisi ko takleef mat do. We got a habit, a man come to the masjid, 5-10 namaz reading. He's owing a person money. He didn't come to the masjid certain time. The man comes there to meet him in his masjid. Yeah, I'm just giving an example. He's not in the masjid at all. He's somewhere else. I'm not going there. So what is he doing? This is what al-Muslim and Salim al-Muslim means. Why are they? You're not keeping to your word. You don't do that in there. Yet you fight in front line, sitting with all the people, front line. We're not going to point fingers to anyone. We point points to ourselves. This will tell you that what is the true point of Hazrat Khan, what he's trying to say to us. He's trying to say, insan bano. Become insan. This is what it must be, that not cause any inconvenience to anyone. When we're not doing that at all. You keep your promise, you don't keep your promise to. So, this is where, like, if you make salam to, you find people making salam every day. A person come up to the toilet, you're not supposed to be salam that time to. No, he came up the toilet, he demon dua, you make salam. You're not supposed to answer that person. The time Adhan takes place, you're not supposed to make salam that time. People just make salam whenever they want to make salam. So the reason a person walking fast. You're making salam running to him. That poor fellow got something, running for something very important, and you stop him making salam. You are very happy, but you are distracting him. You're distracting him. You don't understand, but these are things which we are concerned, very important to. This is where it is. So that's one point that we have in us, that Islam teaches us, that in any way, when you promise someone, keep your word. I remember Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told that person, I'll meet you a certain place. He stayed for 3 days, he stood there. 3 days. And he told him, I stayed for 3 days. So when you do these kind of things, do you know something? Do not cause inconvenience to anyone. Kisi ko takleef mat do. You go in the house now. You read the masjid, you read the tasbih and all, you go in the mosque. You came there, you took your car keys and just threw it one side. Now you can't find the car keys. Who gets up? Who's the culprit? The wife. You take her to Tasbichar. What she did do? You did not keep it to his place. Keep the thing in his place where it's supposed to be. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave one sahabi one advice that do not ask anyone anything, do it on your own. He said that do not ask anyone anything, do it on your own. Everything must be, if you came to your house, you are staying, that's your house, you know where the car keys, keep it where it's supposed to be. You took your shoes off, keep it one place. Everything must be kept in its place. My Hazrat Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, you know, no, there's no lights there. Here we got lights. Yes, bijli, there's tajalli there. Yeah, bijli, there's tajalli, there's other light that is. So what happens when he wants something, he just turns like that, he knows the torch is there. You do like this, he knows that tablet is there. He knows like this, he knows everything he knows. Why? You have a system in your life. Everything is a system. You come in the house, you must make salam, first of all, we don't make salam to. And you make salam, and then you leave your thing, whatever you want to leave. Do not leave everything around. That's not insan. Insan is you try to do everything according. You make a mistake, sometimes it's something else. But if you make it a habit every day, then who's going to pick up the dirt? Yeah? You expect someone else to pick up it. That's not Islam. Islam teaches that the outside of the house is so clean, then how the inside must be clean. Nabi Karim says, when you keep your house outside must be very clean, then that means that the outside is clean, then inside must be so clean, don't talk about it. Like if your outside is so complete, and think you're washing, you're having a bath every day, did you ever think that, Ya Allah, I'm having a bath, I'm cleaning my body, Ya Allah, make my inside clean. Make my inside clean. So this is what we are lacking today. Not keeping to word. Don't know when to make salam. You know, talk to anyone anyhow. This is not what is supposed to be. Like Hazrat Thanvi Ram says, when you speak, speak the truth and tell the right thing to do. Now when you come, one person comes to the Thanvi Ram, Hazrat, give me taweez. He looked at him and said, go outside and learn how to ask. Go out and learn how to ask. Because you make me ask questions. You tell people, come outside, come in. Hazrat, give me fever taweez. So I didn't tell him the first time that. Then you tell him to, Hazrat Chute, you go to a supermarket. You don't tell him, give me beans. Then really give beans then. In other words, say, give me 1 kilo beans. Give me 1 kilo rice. Then how come your mouth open that time? That time you open very nicely, Hazrat Thanvi says. Very quickly, nicely. Give me this, give me that. You never say, you know, this. So why don't you do the same habit everywhere too? You come and talk nicely. Say, I came for this thing, Hazrat. So you forego your comfort to the comfort of others. But you must remember, Muslim is a person who's the next person is protected from his tongue, harmed with tongue. Now you can answer that question. I can't answer you. How many of us here are really looking at our tongue? How many of us are here, and yet you're going to the majlis coming? Maybe going to other majlises too. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahman said a very nice thing. He said, you can go to any majlis you want. You'll be no doubt you become a saint, not insan. Not insan. Insan is something else. Insan means that he'll overlook all his things. Even at home too. He'll make sure this, but that if she makes a mistake, you don't mind, but you won't make a mistake. But we want she must make mistakes, we'll take her to task. In everything, you want your comfort, you must forego your comfort for the comfort of the next person. That's the most important thing for a person who's taking the road to Allah Ta'ala. A person who takes the road to Allah Ta'ala, the first thing he has to remember, I must forego my comfort for the comfort of others. At the time of Rahmatullah Ali, 2 o'clock in the morning, the person knocks at the door. Who is this person now? He was so worried. Not like us, when we hear some knocking, we just leave that one of those things. I mean, that's not a Muslim. Muslim forgoes the comfort of others, his own comfort of others. Straight away, he turns the court, see what's happening. Told the guard, he went, he said, Hazrat, he wants taweez for dardazeh, means for birth. He said, oh man, I still have to make ghusl now. He has to make ghusl. He made ghusl and then he made taweez and gave the taweez straight away. So you forego your comfort with comfort. In food eating, the same thing too. Remember, many people, when we go to some invitation, you're not invited, but you invited yourself. No way, say, if you're going, invite, yes, a person tells you, going, you come, please, no, go with someone, you get your driver, come with the driver, he's invited. Nabi Karim Sahib taught us that game. He told us that one time, he told a sahabi, he invited him, he says, I'm bringing Aisha. He said, don't bring Aisha. They're so open, Rasulullah, don't bring Aisha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So Nabi said, I won't go. How open they were. How big the kalub they were. He said, Rasulullah, don't bring Aisha. Then after some time, he said, bring Aisha. But we, unannounced, go there. Unannounced. No permission around. That is not Islam. That's not Islam. You go there and you eat. And when you finish eat, straight away, the halim was not right. So biryani was not right. When the person, the Thami rice is not, I'm saying, he's writing. He says, when the person who cooked the food, when he comes to know how hurt he'll be. How hurt he'll be. Al Muslimu man salim al Muslimuna min lisan. You do not hurt anyone in the tongue. Very quickly we hurt people. Very quickly when a wife makes the food and one day it was not like this. Finish, the tongue is gone. Finish, you've forgotten what she did good. Is that what you will learn from your sheikh? Yet that one buzuk, Allah did not look at any of his actions. Only one action that Allah gave Jannah to. One action. What was the action? That day he ate that food and the food did not have salt in it. And you know, without salt, you can't eat food. And he ate the food, the way he ate the food was like this best. When the wife began to eat the food, she could not eat the food. She said, what is this? I cannot eat, you ate. He said, every day you give me so nice food. You today eat not what is wrong. Allah Ta'ala, he was a great person, learned person. Allah has not looked at his knowledge at all. There's one action, go to Jannat. And we are like this, that every mistake, we take the mistake. So I'm talking of Islam, when you came for Islam, I'm talking that. I'm only talking those people who came for Islam. If you're talking of making, you just become a saint, I just told another time, you say, it's very easy. Insan bano. Insan bano. You see, bano? Insan bano, you get taklif. Overlook that. Overlook all the shortcomings, but become a man. And when become so open, that once, one buzuk went to Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He says that's how Muslims supposed to be. He goes there, he says that I'm going tomorrow very early, so whatever last night's food, just give it to me, I'll take it with you. You know, we look for formalities. We look for formalities. But you're not eating bhaji. You're not eating beans. When you get some visitors coming, one is preparing before time. You got visitors, you can be ready. Before time, you prepare. Suddenly one mehman came in, they come in. But you eating that thing there, if he eats with you, what's wrong? Why must you give the wife headache? You get tension, anxiety, and this kind that you came now. She's finished, you finished now. You just come there, you know, I'm getting two mehmans coming. Why are you eating that food? Eat the food. Eat the same food. I'm the, what is that food that is? Do not put any kind of inconvenience to anyone which we do like that. And we feel nothing about it. These are things we don't think about it. Aram ponchana both bari cheez hai. To comfort others, very bad. So eat the food that comes, let's eat the food. One buzuk, look, I'm giving you an example of buzuk. One buzuk went to his murid's house. He said, Hazrat, yahan par faqa hai. I got no food. But Hazrat, you know what? There are so many murids of yours. I can make arrangement for your food there. I'm your mehman, you got faqa, I'm faqa too. I came to your house, you got no food, I'm no food too. They're not like that, you know what I mean, we came for food. Muhabbat. But no food. There must be no tension. There must be no such thing as tension anyway. If we dry bread, dry bread. Whatever is on the table, bismillah. That's how Islam teaches us. However, that in the end of the day, one person comes, brought some food, gave some money to the buzuk, and through that he bought food and gave. To the whole day he made faqa, Allah Ta'ala sent and ended it. He bought something. To just show you how you have to live a life. What is all this is all about is you become insan. Insan bano. The wife can sway you, but you become insan. You don't become like her. I'm not saying she's a hewana. Just to tell you that how she is, how it's. So in every way of life, you come in this small majlis of mine, just to tell you, become insan. People can tell whatever you want, but you don't cause harm with your tongue. You can make zikr, everything, but this is more important. Become a good Muslim. Allah Ta'ala amal kum tawfiq nasib wa akhul da'wah alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادك فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحكم الصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وصلى الله تعالى على كل شيء برحمتك.